Welcome to the Junk Refund Show, hosted by Alan J. Cook, founder of 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. Have you ever paid those expensive junk removal companies to take away some of your stuff, only to say to yourself, as a truck drives off down the street, "Some of that stuff wasn't junk"? Did they try to sell it for you and give you some money back? No. Well, now there is a company that can do just that. Listen to our weekly Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio TV to learn how one lady spent $375 on junk removal and got $3,200 back. 1-800-JUNK-REFUND represents the next generation of junk removal. Learn how to not only save your money on junk removal, but how to get some money coming back. Plus, purchase one of our radio vouchers during the show to save even more on your junk removal. Let's get the junk out of your home and out of your life. Now, with your host, Alan J. Cook.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Junk Refund Show. I am coming to you live from the BW, which stands for Baltimore Washington Parkway, down near Washington, D.C., as I am coming from the metal scrapyard, Sims Metal Management, in Rockville, Maryland, headed back down to southeast Washington, D.C., to finish off a job that we are currently involved in. And this is going to be kind of fun because the game here is called make sure you're speaking loud enough so people can hear you on the radio. Don't crash into the guardrail or anybody in front of you while you're driving. And for heaven's sakes, don't let the police see you holding your phone up. Just make sure that you're not, you know, doing the handheld device thing, which is not supposed to be happening. Hey, but other than that, not much is going on. I mean, this is kind of fun. And I'm excited to be on the show and to host the show once again. Headed right now towards RFK Stadium, former home of the Washington Redskins football team, and big stadium, and just crossing the Anacostia River here. So welcome to the world of Washington, D.C., where I will be driving for probably another 5 minutes is all. And then everything should settle down and be good. But you're coming with us live today onto the job site where we are cleaning out a garage for some people getting ready to put their condo in southeast Washington, D.C. up for sale. And we just loaded up a pickup truck full of stuff about 2 hours ago. I just ran it up to the scrap metal yard, and my buddy June is stayed behind to get the next load ready. And we are now going back there to pick that up, and then everything will be good. A couple of things to remind you about. If you want a great deal on junk removal, call into the show, 888-627-6008. During the show, leave your name and number with our producer, Don, and he will then give me your information afterwards, and you can get a voucher. A link to a voucher sent out to you, which allows you to buy a quarter truckload of junk removal, which is the same as a full pickup truck full of stuff, for $79 instead of what's normally $229. So that is a great deal. Save a lot of money. And it's a special only available through the show by calling the show, 888-627-6008. Good only in the Washington, D.C. area. We love you folks down in Tampa, but we can't come down there and do a job for you for $79. So, sorry about that, but that's just the way that it works. I am down here now just kind of making my way through southeast D.C. and am about less than a mile away from where I need to go to finish off this job. I want to talk about just some of the latest fun things going on as I just passed a police car and lowered the phone a little bit. Anyway, this is exciting stuff. I am headed tomorrow down south to Atlanta. Back on February 15th, I talked about a girl. Her name is Tina, and She is a terrific person. I talked about her the day after Valentine's Day. I had not met her back at that time. I had just seen her on one of the dating websites, and I looked at the photos, and I thought, how can anybody be that gorgeous? And I read her profile, and I thought, how can anybody be that cool and that gorgeous? And kind of one thing led to another, and I talked about it on the episode on February 15th for the last 20 minutes of that episode. If you haven't heard that little stint, you might want to go download the episode from February 15th and just listen to the last 20 minutes. Start at minute 41, and you'll get a good sense of just why I thought she was just so cool. Well, I am headed down to Atlanta tomorrow morning to celebrate her birthday, which was last week, and I'm very excited to do that and get to spend a day or two with her and just have some fun celebrating her birthday. I do want to just talk a little bit about birthdays and the way that I look at them. You know, you got 365 days in a year, and your birthday comes up one of those days. And that's the only day it comes up. And then it's c'est la vie for another 365 days. So when your birthday comes up, that is a great excuse to celebrate. And I think a lot of people look at their birthday and say, oh, crap, I'm another year older. And I look at my birthday and go, time for a party. And I don't care how many, you know, how many years I've been on the planet. That's kind of irrelevant to me. And so I'm very excited to be able to celebrate her birthday with her, which was about a week ago. And in the process of doing that, I want to talk a little bit about kind of what guys should do, to be honest with you. You should go out of your way for somebody that is special to you on their birthday and make it a big deal. You know, you go the extra mile, so to speak. You make it a big deal. Your actions speak louder than words on this one. And it's just important that you show somebody that you care. With that in mind, and only having, you know, been around Tina for basically a day or two in the last few months, I've flown to Atlanta a couple of times, and we're just really good friends at this point. So don't read more into this than there is, but one of the things that I found on eBay about 2 months ago was a doll. And that doll was made back in, it's a collectible doll, and it was made back around 1980, something like that, by the Woolworth Company. And would you believe that the name of the doll is Tina, and then it's her middle name, and that is the name of the doll, printed right on the box of the doll. Now, what are the odds that you will find a doll for a wonderful young lady that literally has her name on it? You could argue it was named after her. It wasn't named after her, but it's got her name, her first name and her middle name on the doll. So kind of like buying a Barbie doll for somebody named Barbie that you're dating or whatever that you like. But that's easy to do if somebody's named Barbie. But if your name is Tina something, the odds of finding a Tina something doll in mint condition is extremely rare. And when I saw that on eBay, I just thought, I got to get that for her birthday. So the person selling the doll had it up for sale for $350. And I offered $100 and they turned it down. And so I offered $150 and they turned it down. And so I offered $175 and they took it. And they shipped me this doll and I promptly, you know, checked it out, wrapped it up and got it all set. And then last Friday, the day before her birthday, I shipped it down to her overnight by FedEx. Well, she was out of town for the weekend and she didn't get it until Monday. But I got a call Monday night and some text messages that were just so appreciative. It really kind of blew her away that somebody would think to do that and that they would take the time to do that. And I've been in relationships before where I ordered somebody some Georgetown cupcakes, for example, and those are a very hot commodity here in the Washington, D.C. area. And I've ordered those for people, sent them across the country, and gotten text messages from the recipient before they showed up saying something like, I got to be honest with you, I'm a little bit giddy. No one has ever done anything like this for me before. So in this case, when I found this doll and sent it down there, Tina has been telling everybody and showing people this doll, and she just loves it. And that makes the giver, yours truly, even happier, because, you know, you give a gift and you try and make it a cool gift and a nice gift and a customized gift. And when someone says, dang, this is really nice, thank you so much, I mean, that just puts you over the top. So I'm very excited to be able to go back down and celebrate with her some more in person this time, and celebrate her birthday some more. But my point is, take the time and, for heaven's sakes, spend the money to get somebody what they deserve and show them by your actions that they are important. So I am pulling up here, and it just makes life so much fun. It's just a wonderful thing. So I'm pulling up here to my buddy June, who has stayed behind and gotten a bunch of stuff out of the garage and out of this lady's house and has put it in front of the garage here. And I'm going to back up and keep talking to you folks on the radio while my man June loads this stuff into the truck. So anyway, this should work out pretty well. I'm doing the radio show right now. So he's done a great job. He's got it all here ready to go. We're going to take the tarp off the truck and load this stuff in, and then we're in good shape. So anyway, life is wonderful when you find somebody who just puts that extra bounce in your step. And that's kind of what's happening with me. And you have to look for a lot of people to find that one person that just gives you a little bit of magic. I mean, a lot of people. And if you don't have the patience or the time or the interest or whatever to look for a lot of people, you may not find the golden gem. It takes a lot of work in the online dating business. I'm here to tell you, it just takes a lot of work. But it is well worth it. And when you find somebody who is terrific, it really pays off. And this is still kind of an exploratory, who knows what will happen kind of a situation. But hats off to a terrific person who appreciates what I tried to do and appreciates the gift that I sent down. So this is going to be fun here. We're going to manage some stuff in this truck, hopefully get all this stuff loaded in, and do a radio show at the same time. So I wish you were here to see it all. It's a beautiful day, just a few clouds up in the sky, a little bit of rain earlier. It's now very nice. And a happy Memorial Day, by the way, to everybody. Hope you have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend this weekend. And we will do it up big here in Washington, D.C., and I'm sure they're going to do it up big in Atlanta as well. Couple of things just on kind of a practical note. One of them is the importance of optimism. When you do what I do and our crews and stuff, you know, it's not rocket science, like they say, but it does take a little bit of skill in knowing how to maximize the use of the truck. And getting stuff in, as much as you can get in, is critical and saves you time and saves you money. So we are here playing with this right now to just adjust it to get as much in as we can. I want to tell you about something we did the other day where a lady called us that we have helped before, and she wanted to move a dining room table from her sister's home. Her sister is selling her home and moving out. She wanted to move a dining room table from that sister's home over to her home. and sister number two lives a fairly cluttered life. That's an understatement. So I went down and moved the dining room table, which wasn't too hard to do. Took it from sister number one's house, took it over to sister number two's house. And when you walk into sister number two's house, there's flat out no room for a dining room table. There's too much stuff. But she had cleared out an area in her dining room just for this table so that it would fit. And I got it in there, and it did fit. But then you barely can get the four chairs to go in under the table because there's stuff on the floor and on the counters, whatever. And there's just not room to maneuver in there. So you kind of go, you know what, this may be a losing battle, but we'll do it for her anyway. It's what she wanted done. So that's what we tried. And we were successful. And then we went back a week later. And you got to understand, when you put these chairs in under this table, if you wanted to go in and sit down and have something to eat, you probably cannot back the chair up enough to literally be able to sit down. There's just no room. And that's simply how some people live. So we did our job. We got her what she wanted. It worked. And I went back a week later to take some more stuff out of her house because it was too big, and she's going to bring more of her sister's stuff into her house, which is smaller. And in the process of doing that, that dining room table is now completely covered with stuff and really can't be used. So I guess all I'm saying is try to keep, you know, be realistic with the stuff that you're putting in and try not to overdo it and make it unusable, because that just is not going to fly for anybody. But it's one of the things that we see in the business that we do, and one of the things that frankly happens and can happen a lot. So anyway, keep it simple, and you'll probably be rewarded. We are putting in right now, sliding a bunch of, what do we call them, pressed wood shelves from metal shelving frames. We took the pressed wood shelves out and took the metal frames apart. June's doing a great job here restacking these so that we maximize the amount of space that we still have left in the truck, because we're going to need it all to get the rest of this stuff in. But we're just reshuffling here to kind of pile stuff up so that we can use as much space in the truck as possible, and it's working fine. Couple other things. We recycle stuff. We take a lot of metal to scrap metal yards. We get paid by the pound for the metal. When you take regular sheet metal in, that's the stuff that if you put a magnet up next to it, it will stick to the magnet. We get paid anywhere from 4 cents a pound to 10 cents a pound around the country for taking that stuff in. When you take copper in, be it copper wire, copper pipe, copper tubing, simple, straightforward, clean copper, you get about $3.20 a pound for that, which is a heck of a lot more than what you'll get for regular metal. So as we clean out places for people, we're always looking for metal and wire and things that can be taken to scrap metal yard, which I did about an hour ago, and walk away with some cash for the metal. So if you have wire and metal and small appliances and irons and ironing boards and microwaves and that kind of thing around the house, just be aware that scrap metal yards will pay you to take that stuff to them, and you'll come away with some cash. Find a lot of it, especially copper stuff, and they will pay you a lot, and you'll come out of it in pretty good shape. Yeah, I would put that right up next to that other wood, just like what you're about to do. Yep, kind of brace it like that. So anyway, there's two bits on the scrap metal yard business. The other thing we do is we donate a lot of stuff. We take stuff to Goodwill, to Salvation Army, to Purple Heart, to a company in the D.C. area that we love to use over in Silver Spring, and various charities to donate stuff to them, and they tend to be pretty good in taking them what we take into them. Come away with a receipt, and you've got a receipt for tax purposes. When you go out of town and you want to do the same thing, all you got to do is find the local scrapyard, find the local Goodwill, easy to do, and you're in great shape. So that's one of the things we also do. Shout out to the folks at the I-66 transfer station in the Oakton, Virginia area, where we will take stuff to dump it at the dump. It's about $29 for a pickup truckload of stuff, and you get rid of it, and you're in good shape, and you're off to do the next job. So I'm going to take a minute here as we're doing this job live down in an alleyway in southeast Washington, D.C. We'll take a minute for a quick break, and I'll be back to you. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan Cook.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, welcome back to the Junk Refund Show. We are coming to you live from southeast Washington, D.C. As we're loading a truck, we've got a pickup truck down here in an alleyway, just having cleaned out a garage. My buddy June is up in the truck, and I am handing him various items. Right now, a wooden dresser that we're going to put in. So we're kind of doing the do-it-as-you-go kind of show here. We're live as we're loading the truck up here in D.C., and it's working. So there we go. One of the magical things about this business is trying not to overexert yourself. And if you're smart with the way you do it, you won't overexert yourself. And this comes into play for anybody that's doing some kind of physical work here. When you're loading something into the back of a truck, a pickup truck, use the tailgate as your other guy, so to speak. That tailgate, when you lean a dresser up on it like I just did with mine, ends up holding up half the weight. Put those right on those shelves right there inside that dresser. And then when it holds up half the weight, your job is cut in half, right? That's what you want. So we're right now loading up some little shelves that, I guess these aren't shelves. What do we call these, June? These are little tiles for floor or something. And we're putting them on the shelves in the dresser so that we don't take up any additional room in the truck. We're just filling up the shelves. So it's one of those maximize your space kind of things. And there you go. So that worked. There you go. We got more. A box full of empty water bottles and a bunch of other stuff. This is kind of cool. I think we're going to get all this into the truck while we talk to you good folks about junk removal. And June is doing a great job, and I'm just kind of feeding him the stuff So anyway, it is a fun thing to do, and it's very gratifying to help somebody out and have them tell you that you are, you know, a godsend or an angel. We get that kind of often. Just swung. You probably heard that. Black contractor bag of stuff, one-handed, left-handed, up over the side edge of a pickup truck and into the truck. So that works. It's all about momentum. You don't have to pick it up and lift it straight up. You just have to start swinging it and then let momentum kind of take it up there. I'm going to try number two here, see if this works. Hey, June, watch this one. This one may not come up all the way. Nope, it didn't. There. Okay. See if that worked. That worked. All right, bag number two is in. Will it fit? Put it right there. See if it'll just fall in on the side there. If not, you decide where to stick it. Here, this will go in. Okay. Anyway, there, it's going great. We're getting it in. Paint. They have about 10 cans of paint here now. We're not supposed to take any paint into a dump. And they walked off and left 10 cans. What, my man? No. Oh, okay. All right. So we're gonna take these because the lady has left. And we don't want to just leave the paint in the alleyway. So we're going to take this, probably put it in a bag, and decide what to do with it once we leave here. But at least it'll be out of her way, and it'll be gone. We've got animal cages here. We've got shelving. We've got small heaters. We've got one of those medical benches that you'll see in an old person's shower. Various pieces of carpet, a couple of brooms, more paint. We'll save the paint for last. Extension cords, big, thick electrical cords. We'll recycle those. So there you go. So we're getting it done, though, and I'm doing it one-handed while June's up in the truck. And if you ever hear the phone fall, that's because one hand didn't work. So let me tell you about some other stuff we've done recently. We did a job a couple of months ago for a guy who had a piano to haul away and had one of those large traveling containers. Looks kind of like a small canoe or a kayak that is enclosed. You open it up like you're splitting a hot dog bun and opening that up, and you put, you know, items in it, and then you stick it on the top of your car. So we hauled one of those away, and we hauled away a very cool thing. You may want to just break that. That'll bust. A very cool thing. It was a tennis ball, automatic tennis ball machine, and it would pitch tennis balls at you at various, you know, paces. We sold that for $350, the tennis ball machine. We sold the piano for $300. That's $650. And if you take 35% of that, that's what the client gets, which is somewhere around $220, I think, something like that. That's what the client gets back as a refund. Now, that's unique in our business. That doesn't happen anywhere, but it happens with us, and it's one of the reasons why we get so many calls, because we're not about just filling up a truck and running it to the dump so the truck can go do the next job. We're more about, did we do the right stuff or the right thing with the stuff that we took? And we like to say yes to that. So the cool thing is, the guy that paid us to do that job paid us about $400 to haul away the stuff. And we ended up selling $650 worth of stuff that he will get 35% of back. So we're going to end up paying for more than half of our own hauling job just by selling stuff instead of taking it to a landfill. And we're keeping stuff out of the landfill, which is a win. And everybody wins when you do that. The people who bought the tennis machine are thrilled because they saved money over what the retail price of that same machine would have been. So they're happy. We're happy because not only did we get paid the $400 to do the job, but we got another $300 or $400 from our cut of the stuff that got sold. So we basically doubled the amount of money that we made. And people who buy the stuff are thrilled because they get a good deal. And the gentleman who hired us is thrilled because he gets money back that no other junk removal company would have given him. That's a big plus and a big win. So everybody wins, and that's the way we like to do it. I like that term, everybody wins, and there are no losers in this scenario. It's just it's a win for everybody. That's what we're trying to do. All right, my man, you want to hop down, and we'll fill in the back of it. We've almost got it done here, and we still got
carpet.
Yeah, I'll give you the carpet, sure. So we got five or six little, these are like glorified throw rugs. These are not rolls of carpet. They're kind of throw rugs of carpet. And June's going to stay up in the truck. We're going to throw these in. And what's really cool is that all this stuff that he had put in front of the garage door when I left a couple of hours ago is pretty much gone and in the truck, except for about 10 paint cans. But we'll get that done as well. And we're doing a radio show at the same time. So that's just kind of cool. There you go. Let's see, what else? Just the idea of setting something up and going for it when you're not sure what the outcome is going to be and when you're not sure what's going to happen. This was a business that we started 20 years ago, kind of out of necessity. When I lost another job that I had, that I was doing well at, I had to suddenly come up with a way to pay the power bill for the family. This has worked out well. You may have to hold that little guy up. This has worked out well and been a fun thing to do. Made us an awful lot of friends, lots of clients, and we've just had a lot of fun doing it. So, yep, just throw that. I'm going to put it, I don't know, I'll put it in. Maybe I'll put it inside the cab or something. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 3, 6, 9. We've got 9 cans of paint that need to go. We're going to be nice guys and just take this for them and figure out what to do with it later. We've got a couple of pieces of metal still to load in. And once we get that loaded in, this job will be done. And I'm doing it left-handed as we do a radio show. Let me just think real quick of other stuff that, oh, and another thing, be when you're headed down the road, you always want to, of course, be safe. Put a tarp over the back of your truck. Well, something doesn't blow off and hit somebody's windshield or whatever. Be careful with that. I'm a big believer in this whole concept of faith versus doubt. There have been people that have kind of said you can have one or two of those. I mean, you either have faith in your mind or you have doubt in your mind and about whatever it is you're thinking about. And one of those, they both can't exist in your mind at the same time. because one will drive the other one out. One of them is going to dominate. And that's a true statement, I think. And so I tend to kind of end up on the side of the faith part of it and the optimistic side of it as opposed to the doubting side of it. I love it when people say something can't be done. Like, you know, there's no way that fridge is going to come out of that basement. And then we go and do it anyway. I love it when I hundreds and hundreds of times have gone out to do smaller jobs, shown up at somebody's home by myself with a pickup truck, and invariably the first thing they say is, you're not here by yourself, are you? Because there's no way you're going to be able to get this by yourself. And I have yet, in 20 years of doing this, I have yet to show up in that kind of a scenario and not get the job done. So I'm kind of proud of that. And it's that old faith and optimism angle that makes it work. And that's what carries you through and drives the doubts in you. So if you find yourself up against some kind of a challenge, just remember that it's either faith or it's doubt that's going to come in your mind to propel you in a certain way. They can't coexist at the same time. One of them is going to win out. So let it be faith, and good things should happen. We now have, because I'm doing this all left-handed, we now have 9 gallons of paint put inside, with lids on them, of course, put inside, right behind the driver's seat of the truck. So those are in the truck. We got 1 bar stool and 1 5-gallon thing of paint left as we try to wrap up this little job. And I have no idea where I'm going to put these last 2 items. We'll figure it out here one way or the other. And then we'll put a tarp over this truck and we will be done. Tell you what, take that, just lay it on its back right here on top of this dresser, and then I'll strap it in. Lay it the parallel to the truck, just like you're doing it. Yeah, just right up on top, like that. That's good enough. And all we got now is a 5-gallon bucket of paint, right? And we are then home free. The details of this kind of work, I tell you, but it works. And you get it done, then you move off to the next job, and you've been successful again. So that's what tends to drive. We're going to take another break here, and appreciate you listening to the show while we're doing this job here live. But you're kind of on site with 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, loading up a pickup truck in an alley in southeast Washington, D.C. And then we're going to haul this stuff off to the dump and go do it again. So hang on for about a minute. We'll take a break, and you're listening to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan Cook. We'll be right back.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, welcome back to Junk Refund Show. This is your host, Alan Cook, and we are just finishing off with my buddy June. That's good. I think that door will close.
Sure.
Yeah, I think so. Now it will.
Okay.
Here we go. Do it. Bam. We just finished loading up a truck, a pickup truck of stuff, while doing a radio show live. And I was helping to load it left-handed, holding the phone in my right hand. June did a great job, and now we're going to tarp this thing. And then we're off to the dump to try to get there by 5 o'clock and empty this truck and make it possible so we can go do another job. Got a comment a little bit about just current things going on in my life. They're always kind of fun to talk about. To my little granddaughter, born about almost 2 weeks ago now, maybe 10 days ago. She was born at 7 months into the pregnancy, as opposed to 9 months. Her name's Lucy. She's out in Utah. Good folks at the hospital out there, one of the hospitals, taking really good care of her. And because my daughter is diabetic, we kind of knew going into this that this is the basic high-risk pregnancy situation that we're up against. June, I'll let you throw that up there. I'm going to put a tarp over this truck. Yeah, good. And we were right. Lucy, at about 31 weeks, decided, okay, I'm out of here. I'm ready to be born. And all went well. She's a little 4-pound, 1-ounce, beautiful little girl in very good hands, both speaking of my daughter and my son-in-law, but she's in really good hands as well with the talented, capable staff at the intensive care unit at the hospital that she's in. And it just makes you really glad that there are people who took the time to get the education and have the discipline to learn these skills that allow 4-pound babies to be born who still make it. You know, this isn't happening back in the 1800s. We're all, you know, toast back in the 1800s of this kind of a situation. But today, different ball game. And I appreciate brothers that I have had situations in their families like these, where everything has worked out okay. And, well, in most cases, sometimes it didn't. But the point is, they reassured me that when Lucy is 4 months along, excuse me, when Lucy is 7 months along and is about to be born, that everything is going to be okay, and she's in very capable, good hands in the facility that she's in. And my brother was right. Without any real concern, when he knew that the baby was going to be born early, he basically said, I think everything's going to be fine, without any hesitation. And so far, he is correct. And every day that goes by, the news just gets better that Lucy's getting stronger and healthier as she goes. Now, you have to think about this for a second. Just think about the stuff that you're worried about or concerned about right now in your life, whatever it might be. And there's lots of stuff to legitimately be worried about and concerned about, right? We all have worries. Whoops. We all have concerns. And be careful if you're strapping a tarp down to a truck that you don't let the strap come unhinged and hit you in the face on the way up. This one came unhinged, but it didn't hit me. Anyway, when you look at a little 4-pound baby lying there with tubes in her nose and tubes down her throat and various wires, 4 or 5 wires attached to her little chest, and you realize that all she's concerned about, she owns nothing in the world, and all she's concerned about is getting a little healthier and a little stronger and getting her shot at life. And a pretty sobering thought when you think about the things that you and I get upset about or bothered about or whatever. Pretty sobering thought to think that there are others who are just trying to survive and make it in this world and be okay. And you know, I just, as I sat there and looked at this little girl and her little chest just kind of fighting actively, you know, beating in and out, and listening to her cry if something didn't go well, and just seeing her little toes and seeing her little fingernails and, you know, counting the toes and fingers and everything. And you just kind of thank God she's okay. And not only is she okay, but she's getting stronger and bigger as we go. And the odds are swinging more and more in her favor that everything's going to be fine. And it certainly looks like it is. It has been so far, and I think we're out of the woods with this, and I just makes you very grateful and very appreciative. So hats off to the medical staff at Utah Valley Hospital and the labor and delivery nurses and the doctors and the people in the intensive care unit who have all done such a fabulous job and are continuing to do a fabulous job while this little 4-pound girl basically fights for the right to survive. And she's winning. So is my daughter. I told my daughter it takes a lot of faith and a lot of guts to try to start a family in your mid-30s when you're diabetic, because you know that high-risk pregnancy issue is coming your way and there's not a darn thing you can do about it. You just have to deal with it and give it your best shot. So hats off to all the medical personnel who are so good at what they do. And I was thrilled when I asked the folks about a week ago when I was there, and I just kind of asked the nurses who were in the room, I said, you know, bottom line, how's this little girl doing, like on a scale of 1 to 10? And without any hesitation, the nurses both instantly replied, she's a 10. And I can't tell you how great that made me feel. So I love watching this next generation come into the world. And I know that sometimes it's not easy, and I know that sometimes they don't make it. But I love to see people try, and I love to see success happen when the odds can kind of be against you. And that's the situation that my daughter and my wonderful son-in-law are up against. But it's working, and I'm grateful that there's a God up there overlooking this, who in this case has helped them out in the positive, and it doesn't always end positively, but this one so far is good, and she gets stronger, and I continue to get photos, and those photos look better and better, and it's a wonderful thing, this thing called life. We good? So we got it all in. It's all safely in. We're going to head to Virginia to the dump, and we'll see how long it's going to take us to get there. But we got it in thanks to June doing such a great job, and it is safely packed away, and we continue to move on while doing a radio show live. Now, that's illustrative of how great life is and what you can do these days with technology. It's just an amazing thing. So we're gonna head off into the sunset here. I think I'm going to end the show a little early right now just so I can GPS how to get out of southeastern D.C. and get over to Virginia to hopefully catch them before they close the dump so we can run out one more time tonight and do another load for somebody. Thanks for listening to us while we've been on site, on a job in southeast Washington, D.C. If you got any questions about junk removal, call us at 1-800-JUNK-REFUND nationwide. Go to 1-800-JUNK-REFUND.com. Check out the website, the specials that we have, the stories that we have. And go to Groupon, especially in the Washington, D.C. area, go to Groupon and look at our 97% customer satisfaction rating with almost 500 reviews. That is the highest in the country of a junk removal business, according to Groupon, and one of the highest in the country for any business, also according to Groupon. We're quite proud of that. Thanks again to Don and Doug Newsom doing such a great job at BBS Radio TV. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Junk Refund Show. And thanks for coming with us on site today to Southeast Washington, D.C. We'll keep you posted on all things having to do with junk removal and call us if we can be of any help. Have a great week. We'll see you next week, Thursday at 3 on the Junk Refund Show.
Thank you for listening to the Junk Refund Show, the longest-running junk removal radio show on the air. Join us next week as we discuss innovative ways to declutter your home, your business, and your life using 20 years of junk removal experience. Find out why we give out free ice cream gift cards to our clients, too. In upcoming shows, we will explore how to get the junk out of your relationships, your spiritual life, your waistline, even your travel life. Plus, call in with questions and situations you would like some help with. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we are committed to bringing the next generation of junk removal, because not all junk is junk. See you next week on the Junk Refund Show, every Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on BBS Radio TV.